Richard Peebles, one of the co-owners of Riverside, together with Mike Pekaski and Chris Ingalls, and I'm standing in the car park to the east of Riverside Market on the back wall. It was a blank wall, which is now, there's been a beautiful 3D mural, which was created by Josh Thompson from Made Known and some local artists. What it's showing is the lost heritage of Christchurch, not only the businesses, but the buildings that were lost in the earthquake. So a lot of the names are the businesses that were in Christchurch, the Empire Hotel and Edward Jolly. So they're all businesses that were actually in Christchurch, and all the buildings are actually buildings that were lost in Christchurch. Riverside is a bit special because we did incorporate a lot of our lost heritage. You know, we've used recycled bricks and timbers, and it really gives it a different feel to new buildings. A couple of days after we walked into the market when it was first opened, it looked like it had been there for 100 years. The farmer's market signs at the other end, we've just made those up because it is a farmer's market. You know, markets used to be the heart of all towns, and that was, I guess, our motivation for doing a market. And we wanted to create a beating heart of Christchurch, community focus, and really we want it to be the community hub of Christchurch. Mike and Chris got Ingalls and Pekaski sons and daughters, and then they put a little tiny wee people station at the bottom. Fount pens repaired. I thought that was a mistake, but actually that was a sign on a building in Christchurch. I actually worked in the Worcester Chambers, unbelievably. I started my working life in Worcester Chambers. Harold's, I actually owned this building at 80 Litchfield Street. Harold's, you know, he did fabrics and all that sort of thing. He was in Christchurch for 50 or 60 years. So I guess, you know, back a few decades ago, the smaller businesses were the norm. But Riverside is all small businesses. It's an incubator for small business. So when you're buying from, you know, the Turkish Delight or the cheesery, the people you're dealing with own the store. It's like Ma and Pa store, you know, it's great. What he's created here and the 3D aspect of it, I've seen people stand at the back and actually thought they were real buildings. On social media, it's huge. People are taking photographs of it all the time. It's won design competitions and activation competitions. I guess the thing is, it was a plain concrete wall and it's turned into something which is really, really special, you know, and it's going to be there forever.